Okay, let's get into Sefer Ezra, Perek Hey. The Beis HaMikdash has just stopped being built. The Kusim told the king that they're trying to, Bnei Yisrael trying to rebel, and you don't need too many excuses to have people go against the Jews, so they stopped 52 years after the Churban for the next 18 years. Our Perek picks up, 18 years later, picks up with the Nevi'im, Chagai, Zechariah, are telling Bnei Yisrael, okay, it's time. It's time. Nevuah has been quiet. There hasn't been Nevuah for the past 18 years. That was the Hester Panim we spoke about. And now Nevuah has come back. It's time to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And this parak talks about Tatnai Pachas. There were some other people that were wondering, really? You're going to build the Beis HaMikdash? Who gave you permission? Unclear whether they were really Rishayim, continuing the Tzara Yisrael, or just people who were saying, well, what are you doing? Do you have permission to do this? So they said, okay, we'll send a letter back to Daryavesh, who was the king at the time, according to Chazal, the son of Ahasuerosh and Esther. Send a letter back. They didn't stop the building while they sent a letter back, but we're going to go find to see if there is permission. And the Jews sent back, yeah, go ask Daryavesh to search the files and search the old decree cabinet to see what he's going to find. And we'll have to wait and see what he finds and how he finds it, but they want him to find the decree of Koresh that originally allowed them to rebuild it. They didn't say that he might have been the one to retract. But again, as we spoke about last parak, there might not have been a Beferish decree, because you can't undo a Beferish decree in the world of the Persians. But either way, this is the parak that the building starts again, and there is some controversy, but we'll see. It is put down. Says the Pasuk, V'hisnabi Chagai Neviya Uzachariah Barido, Neviya Chagai and Zechariah Barido, the first Pasuk in Zechariah, back in Zechariah, says that Ido was not his father's name, it was his grandfather's name, it just leaves out his father's name. But either way, Chagai and Zechariah came, and they were Neviyim al Yehudaya about Yehuda, Dibi Yehud, Ubi Yerushalayim, B'Shem Elokai Yisrael Elyon, in the name of Shem Hashem. It does not say anywhere here what they prophesized about, what was the Nevuah. But Ezra is assuming that we know Nevuah of Chagai and Zechariah. So if we look back for a moment, that's if you remember what Chagai is all about. Chagai is all about, it's only two prakim, and it's all about telling the Jews to build the Beis HaMikdash. Let's review that. Bishnashtayim l'Daryavesh, in the second year of Daryavesh, which is exactly what it's going to be here. B'chodesh HaShishi, b'yom echad l'chodesh, ha'idvar Hashem b'yad Chagai Anavi el Zerubbabel. Bel Shaltiel, it's about Zerubbabel. Ve'el Yoshua ben Yehudzadak, HaKohen HaGadol. We already know that Zerubbabel and Yoshua were going to be the leaders. They were destined to be the leaders. Ko'amar Hashem Tzvakos Leymar, ha'am hazeh amru lo esbo. Eis beis Hashem libanos. The Am said it's not time. No, it is time now. You're sitting in your wonderful big houses. My house is desolate. Tell them, put your hearts on your ways. You've done so much zriya, and you've only gotten a little bit of produce. Achov ein lasava, shasov ein lashachra. Right, there's no bracha in the world. Kol amar Hashem tzvakos. You want the bracha? Go. Simul avach madar keichem alu ahar. Vaveisem eitzum no abayis. Build the base of Megdash. Ve'erze bo. I will be happy with it. Ve'ekavda. Right, this was the Kri in the Ksiv where the hay is missing. A reference to the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chaf Aleph, the five things that we're going to be missing in the second base of Megdash. But Hashem still said it's time. Amar Hashem. Pano el harbe vihine lamar vaveisem. Because right now what you're having is not a lack of bracha, but go and build a base of English and you'll get bracha. They hear it and they don't know. Chagai says in the name of Hashem, I'm with you now. I'm with you. Don't be discouraged. Hashem awakens the spirit of Zerubbabel, this Ruach Yehoshua ben Yehudzadak HaKohen HaGadol, the Kohen Gadol Yehoshua, this Ruach Kol She'eris Ha'am, Vayavo Vayasu Malacha, Bebeis Hashem, Tzvakos Elokehem. And they get up and they do it. And when do they do it? On the 24th day of the 6th month, right? Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevi, Shvat, Adar. If you say it's Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, El, whatever month you say. But either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu again says, Emar Nelzru, Perek Beis of Chagai, Emar Nelzru Bavel, tell him, and tell Yoshua, and tell the Shir Sa'am, Mibachem HaNishra Sharas HaBayis Zebech Vodu HaRishon, who saw the first one? V'ma Atem Ruim Oso Atah Halo Kamo Ka'ayin Be'inechem, but the Chazek, even though it's not what you thought it would be strong, this is what I want, this is what I want, Od Achaz Ma'ati, Ani Maris HaShvayim V'Sa'aret, V'Siyam V'Sa'aravot, there's going to be a time where I'm going to come back. And something that's referring to the Bayis Shlishi. But either way, that's what Chagai, the topic of Chagai was, build the Beis HaMikdash, right? Nebuah came back, that's what he's telling them. And also, Zechariah is longer, but Zechariah is at the same time. And again, this is a symbolic of the time of Hester Panim is gone, and now Nebuah comes back. And they talk about Yerushalayim, that it has to be rebuilt. Bei Zimna, at that time, Asa Leon Tatnai Pachas Avranara, the governor, Tatnai Pachas of Avranar, Ushasar Boznai, Ukinavason, and all their friends. They all came. Again, Rashi says that these were also Tsare Yehuda Ubinyamin, Lakante, Lahalshin. They don't go away. They don't go away, all of our enemies. So they got up. The Malbim is not so convinced. Where did most of, as we'll see here, they were not successful. The building continued. So the Mefarshim point out that Rov Tzari Yisrael probably were killed in the Purim story, right? In between Perek Dalin and Perek He of Sefer Ezra is the story of Purim of Megillas Esther, which Rav Hashem will do after Nehemiah. But that's Perek Dalin, Perek He. We just span 18 years, and that's when the Purim story happens. So we know towards the end of the Purim story, the Jews were given power to wipe out all their enemies. So Bastaba, besides the sons of Haman, they also wiped out the other enemies they had. And it's a different world now. It's really a different world, as Rav Schwab writes. There were changes in the world now. Unlike the earlier 18-year period of Astaras Panim, the Jews were now a force to be reckoned with. Esther, the widow of Achashverosh, was now the queen mother who greatly influenced Daryavesh, her son, whether it's her son or the one that she grew raised. Mordechai was a high official in the Persian government who looked out for the interests of his fellow Jews, right? Dorish Tov La'amo. The hand of God's management of his people had now become apparent, and no one interfered with their work on the Beis HaMikdash. So it was a different world than it was 18 years ago, says Rav Schwab. So even a discussion that there was a group, there wasn't just Tatnai Pachas, but there was a whole group that wanted to disrupt them again. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar and Perek Lamed Ches discusses the power of a cherem. Look at the story of Yeshua ben Nun and Yericho. Look at the story of Shaul ben Kish. He was machrim everyone who would take from the spoils. And now we say, the Torah continues, and not the kusim. The kusim were put in, as we know the story from Sefer Malachim, Sancheret put them in, and the lions came and started killing them, and they accepted, they did accept, they didn't accept, but either way, they accepted both. Vagayim ha'ela, continues the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, ha'yaholchim b'chugos ha'tar u'b'chugos elokeihem. They found they did shituf. Shenamar as Hashem, hayu yireim as halokeihem, hayu avdim. V'ala Ezra mi Bavel, Uzru Bavel ben Shaltiel, v'Yoshua ben Yotzadok. So Ezra, now Ezra is gonna come, Uzru Bavel and Yoshua, v'schilu bone be'echal Hashem, they're building the Beis HaMikdash. Shenamar, our pasuk, be'dayim kam Uzru Bavel ben Shaltiel. Uvo alim ha'shom ronim la'melchama, me'yushmanim elef, 180,000 Shomronim came to fight. V'chi Shomronim hayu, v'alo kusim hayu. They were kusim. What do you mean Shomronim? Ela al shem ha'ir Shomron. Nikru Shomronim. They were called Shomronim because of the city Shomron where they lived. V'od, shebikshu la'arugas Nechemya, they wanted to kill Nechemya. Shenemer l'chav, nivado yachtov, bakfirim. As the Pasuk says in Nechemya, v'od, shebidlu melech ha'shamayim shteishanim. They did delay it a little bit. V'ya'ad shnas ha'yovel. Ma'asa Ezra, Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel, Yoshua ben Yotzadek. What they do? Kibsu es kol ha'kol ha'hechal Hashem. They got all of Klal Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'heviyu shlosh meos kohanim. Ve'shlosh meos tiyokos. 300 kohanim, 300 children. Throsh meos shofaros, 300 shofars. U'shlosh meos sifrei Torah biyadam. Va'yutokin va'leviyim mishorin u'mizamrin. The Leviyim were singing. U'menadin es ha'kusiyim besod shem ha'meforash. They excommunicated the kusiyim using shem Hashem. The strongest cherem you can have. Shalo yochal adam Yisrael paskusi at olam, never eat bread with a kusi. Mikan amru kol ocha paskusi kil ochal basar chazir. Vayizgayer adam kusi, we shouldn't accept them. Va'ein lohem chelek betchias hamesim. Wow. Shenemar lo lachem v'lanu livnos beis v'lokenu, as we had earlier. Lo ba'olam hazeh, v'lo ba'olam haba. Va'od shalo yelam chelek v'nachla b'yushalayim. V'sholcha achir meitzel Yisrael sheba Bavel, and they sent the chayrim all throughout the world to the Jewish community in Bavel. V'odosifo lehem chayrim shal achirim, they were mosif, v'hosef od malach koresh, v'kavo lehem chayrim la'olam. So, at this stage, they were able to be machrim, their enemies. It was a different world at this time than it was earlier. So either way, Tatrei Pachas comes and Bechein Amrin Lahom and says to them, Man Sam Lachom Taim. Who gave you permission? Baisa Dana Lebnei, this house to build. Vusharna Dana Lashachala, and these foundations to fix up. Who gave you permission? This is classic that our enemies have a very short term memory. What did they say? Vayakam Elachadash, Ashalo Yadas Yosef. Right? He was Nischadshu. Right? He didn't want to remember what Yosef did. And here too, they don't want to manage anything that's good for us. They don't want to remember. And especially sometimes they just rewrite history, right? To say that there was never a Beis HaMikdash, there was never this tragedy or that tragedy, right? There's a lot that our enemies have done, and this could be related to that. Manso, who gave you permission? Yes, it was 52 years before, and they might have forgotten, but it also could be that they don't want to remember. A dayan kenema marna lahon. So they said to them, Ma inun shmos guvraya, who are the names of the men? Dina banayan. We want to write down the names. We want to get you in trouble. Right? If you don't have permission, we're going to take your names, we're going to get you in trouble. The ein elohahom havas al sava yudaya, the eye of Hashem, was on the elders of Judah, of Yehuda. Right? This time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. The opposite of Hester Panim. Ein Elohahom. Right? So now it's very clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. V'lo batilu himo atamad l'daryavesh. They did not, they weren't mevatel. They didn't stop it until Daryavesh would give an answer. Yahach ve'edayin yisibu nishtavana aldana. They didn't wait for the letter to come back. Parshegen igarta, here's the letter. Dishlach tatnai pachas avarnara ushtar boznai ukenavasei. These people, afar sachayaya div avarnara al Daryavesh malka, they sent this letter to Daryavesh. Piskama shlach waloi ukidnok siv begavei. As follows. L'daryavesh malka shloma kola. Shalom aleichem to Daryavesh. Yediyah levi l'malka. It should be known. We came to the Jewish province where they're building a big building. And they're using fancy marble. They're using wood in the walls. They're going very fast. And they're succeeding. The Malbim says maybe these two details was to partly calm the king. They said they're using wood. Wood is easily burnt. So they're saying, we're not trying to rebel, right? If you're going to want to destroy this one day, you can. Right? Wood is easily burned. But mitzum because light, right? The ayin and the tzadi and the aleph and the ayin switch. So is eights in Hebrew and Aramaic. And also it's going fast. What's going fast? You see nobody around us is making a fuss, right? We're not there to rebel. We're not there to cause problems. We're b'shalom. We're b'shalom. That's what the Malbim says. Both these details are there for. Bazed darshu tavasam shehodio she'enam bonim mivtzar misgav ki mesimim eitz baksalim shebekal yisareif ba'esh ve'enol miskav. Right, that's it. And also, fast. V'gam bazehim litzu lemar shehaamim asher svivosam ein mashbisim hamalacha k'ein bashum chshash mered odavara. There's nothing against. So therefore, there's nothing for you to be nervous about. Edan she'elna l'savaya ileich, and we asked these elders, k'neima amarna l'hom, this is what they said. Man sam l'chon tein bayis sedra l'mivniya. Who said you could build it? V'usharna dena l'ashachullah. V'av shmo hasom she'elna l'hom l'hoda usach. We have their names. Their names are written here. O king, t'inechtav shum gavai dibur ha'shehim. U'kareim b'skama ha'sivona l'meimar. Please answer us. Anach nehimo avdoi di'elosh shmaya. I'm sorry, this is what they answered. We are the servants of God in heaven. Di'elosh shmaya va'ara and earth. Uvanayin baisa di'ava b'nei. We're building him a house. Mikadmas d'na'at. Right, as we did years ago. Shnin sagiyun. U'melech li'Yisrael rav b'nohi v'shachle. There was a great king, Shlomo HaMelech, that built the first one. And we're just following in his footsteps. Lohain, right, we know David HaMelech, you know, he laid the foundation. It's called after David. David did everything he could, right? What is this? But pasuk, this means Melech Yisrael Rav, it means Shlomo. That's what the Mefarshim say. But again, David could be included. David was Mekadesh the Ritzpah. That's the language of the Gemara, I think, in Zvachim, Daf Chav Dalet. He was Mekadesh the Ritzpah. He bought the land and he bought all the supplies. Hashem told him he can't build it, which again, the amazing reaction after David hears he can't build it, he's not upset. He says, wow, my son's going to be able to build it. He always sees things in the positive way. So there was a great king that built it. Lohein min de'ar gizu avasana, but our forefathers then angered, lalashmaya, angered Hashem. Yahavi mobi a Nebuchadnezzar, Malach Bavel, he gave us over into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, kazda, the Bavel, Babylonian, Ubaisa, the Nasasre, he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Va'ama Hagli, the Bavel, and he sent them into Galus Bavel. So the Pasuk here just says that we angered. How did we anger? So that's many different chazals, what the reason for the Korban was. Just to mention, the Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Tes, tells us that the first Beis HaMikdash was the big three. Gili Arayis, Avodazor, Shvi Chazdamim, based on Psukim in Yirmiyahu and elsewhere. The second Beis HaMikdash, of course, was Sinas Chinam. That's one Gemara. Another Gemara, the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph. I'm sorry, Pei Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara asks, why did the Beis HaMikdash happen? Miha Isha Chacham Yamin Ezos. They asked Chachamim, they asked Nevi'im. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself explained, based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Tes, Ve'yomar Hashem Ala Azvamis Torasi, V'lo Shamu B'koli, V'lo Hilchuba. What are the three phrases? Right? This following the Torah. What's the extra lashon? Shein bevarchin b'Torah tchila. They didn't say berchas haTorah. They didn't say berchas haTorah. That was the problem that they had in those days. The Ran here quotes famously Rabbeinu Yonah. What exactly was shalom bercha b'Torah tchila? What was so bad that the Chorban happened? This is all in the phrase, including the phrase here that Ezra, that the Yehoshua and the Zerubbabel sent back, that we angered Hashem. We didn't make Berchas HaTorah. Why? Says the Ron, quoting Rabbi Yonah. Klomar, shlo haisa HaTorah chashuva b'ineim kol kach. She roi levarech aleha. Torah wasn't so chashuv in their eyes that it deserved the bracha. Shlo hayu oskim bad l'shma. They weren't oseg with it l'shom. Mito kachay mezalten b'berchas. If you don't think something is chashuv, then you're not going to make a bracha on it. And therefore they didn't make a bracha on this. They didn't think it was chashuv. Again, there's a beautiful Beis Halevi on that in Parshas Mishpatim, I think. That's a beautiful var. It says the Ran in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. But this is all here included in this pasuk. The other Gemara is B'Metzia Taflamit, where the Gemara says, why did the Beis HaMikdash, why was it destroyed? Shadonu din Torah. They didn't do Lifni Mishuras Adin. L'chorba Yerushalayim Ela Shadonu ba din Torah. Ela Dini de Megista Dini. What was wrong with din Torah? Ela Ema Sheheemidu Dineim al din Torah. They didn't go above and beyond. So that's enough for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, explains the Ben Yehoyada. Because our whole existence is based on Lefnei Mishuras Adin. Remember the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf, he quotes, the Baal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Seiru HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do you show favoritism to the Jews? V'ksiv Hashem lo yisa fanim. V'ksiv yisa Hashem pana v'lecha. Amalei, ani kasafti b'torah v'yachalta v'svalta v'erachta. I told them to make a bracha only when they're satiated. And they make a bracha, even kezayis. They go above and beyond for me, so I'm going to go above and beyond for them. Nimsa Yisrael im yasu lefnim mishuras adin, ad mida keneged mida. Yasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu imayim lefnim mishuras adin. Ve'ein ma'anisham kefi chiyuvam ala ve'er shebiyada. So Hashem will say, okay, you sinned, it's okay, I won't punish you. But the second that we weren't doing that, and we were done din Torah me'ikra adin, that Hashem is also, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash needs to be destroyed. For the other Averis, it's just that Lefnei Mishuras Adin was a protection that we had. And then when we lost it, we lost it. Harishonim, says the Ben Yehoyadas. That's Churban. That's Churban. And that's what we say here. Hargizu Avasana. Our forefathers angered Le'elah Shmaya to Hashem in heaven. Yahav Himo B'Yanabuchanetza Melech Bavel. And they gave us into the hands of Melech Bavel. Kasda Uvaisa Dona Sasri. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Va'ama Hegli the Bavel. Baram. But Bishnas Chada L'Koresh Malka Di Bavel. But think back. Just 18 years ago. In the first year of Koresh. Koresh, Malka, Sum, Tame, Beis Eloka, Dona Lemivne. He gave us permission. Check the records. He gave us permission. Vafmanaya, Di Beis Eloka, Di Daba, Vakaspa. Also the Kalim from our house that were gold and silver. Di Nebuchadnezzar, Hanpik, Min Halchala, Di Yerushalayim. That Nebuchadnezzar took out of Yerushalayim. Lehechla, Di Bavel, and brought it to Bavel. Hanpikimo, Koresh, Malka. Koresh took it out, min hechla di Bavel, out of the Bavel temple, v'hivu l'shesh batar shmei, remember we discussed this, that maybe he had to not go directly from the base of Avodah Zarah to the base of Mikdash, it had to be purified somehow, so he took it from the hechal of Bavel to gave it to Shas Batzar, di pecha shmei, right, who was the governor, and then they gave it back. Again, there's a lot of focus in the psukim and in the stories on the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, right? Not only did he destroy the Beis HaMikdash, he took the kalim back. What happened by Baal Shetzar? He took out the kalim to celebrate with. What did Ahasuerus do? He took out the kalim. And what did Koresh do? Not only did he allow the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, he allowed the kalim to go back. There's a lot of focus on the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Interesting. There are a lot of parallels in Masechah Sukkah between a makom kadosh and a sukkah, and a makom bayis and a sukkah. A sukkah is obviously teishu kein taduru, it's like a bayis, but also kishem shachal shemayim shemayim ala sukkah, kashem shachal shem shemayim ala chagiga, kachal shemayim ala sukkah, that's in sukkah daf tes. We learn the measurements of a sukkah from the aron. There are parallels between sukkah and kedusha also. So, interesting, by sukkah also, you have a focus on the kalim in the Mishnayos. Bring the kalim in, bring the kalim out, meimatay muta lefanos, when can you bring the kalim? But the kalim play a central role in all of these stories. So, Koresh allowed us to have it. Va'amarle el manaya say, and Koresh said, take these kalim back. Ezalach ashimo bechadi b'shalayim, bring it back with the rest of them. Ubeis ala yisbene al asrei, feel free to build a beis hamikdash. Adayin sheish batzar dach asa, yahavu shaya di beis hamikdash b'shalayim. So we did it. We got the kalim. Va'akan misbene v'loshlim. We didn't finish. Ucheis genzaya, search in the treasure house. Find the old decrees. Di malka tama di b'bavel. Hein isi, dimin Koresh malka simtein l'mivne beis ala. He gave us permission. Search, and you will find it. Arus Malka Adonai Yishlach Alani, and just let us know. Give back the answer. This was the message that was sent back to Daryavish. Okay, we will stop here. We'll have to continue to see what happens, where, and if he found the original decree.